to announce it will be shown October 20th for the Jewish Film Festival, and we are the opening movie for that Jewish Film Festival. So,
all right, the McCaw Theater, it's Sunday, October 20th. It's at 6:30 and at 8:30. And a Q&A and reception will follow the 6:30 screening.
The address?
And the address is 35 West 67th Street off of Columbus. And the box office...
We actually have flyers outside for everybody to pick up.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Very good.
Here
Thank
and outside.
You.
So
Thank you.
You can all take that home.
Talk to us.
I'm going
to
ask a question. I was listening to what you said, and I caught when you were talking about politicians voting for a politician who is not totally for equal rights for gay and lesbians. And I support the Empire State Pride agenda, and I try to give them money every year so that, you know, and they send me mailers about, you know, who they endorse and things like that. Are you behind the Empire State Pride agenda?
Yes.
Do you have any other organizations that you might want to talk about?
The National Lesbian Gay Task Force, Lambda Legal Defense. We give our money Lambda because they did a pro bono for us, and also LID. We live in Brooklyn, so Lambda Independent Democrats, we're members of Lambda Independent Democrats, a very good organization. But I'm trying to see whether we can get an organization where we really pay attention to the fact that we can do it if we come together.
Also, we recognize that the accountability is not only in a statement made by one who is a politician, but to make them accountable during their stay in office. That we do as a community do not settle, that we don't compromise. I mean, there are times that I have experienced it in my own self, that gratefulness, which continually shortchanges me. And I want to come from that very extreme place that entitled, deserved, citizen of the United States, all of those words, I want the gold ring. I want the most. And in the film, in fact, one of PFLAG members and a dear friend of Ruthie and I, she said, I don't want one right less. I don't want one right more. I want what every parent, what every citizen wants. And that she makes her statement. And many of us make it in many, many ways, demanding our full acknowledgement and recognition, not only verbally, but legally. And we have recognized you could have it legally, but how are you doing internally? How are you, what homework, what work are you doing internally that gives you not only the opportunity, but the pride in signing a petition, the pride in making out a check in support of a venture that our community might be having, that we have a willingness to support these ventures. I'm very much involved with my synagogue, CBST, Congregation Beit Simchas Torah, and we know that on the list of issues that people have is their own fear of identifying themselves. So there is that fearfulness of being visually out there and being not only a Jew in the community, but also being a lesbian or gay person.
Don't be satisfied.
Let me ask a question. In all that you said, you mentioned that obviously, our community is so fragmented that it's kind of hard to find one particular cause to get behind. I guess I'd like to know what we as a group might do, what one thing we could all do that would take a step in the right direction. I mean, obviously there's things to focus on, like, you know, national partner benefits and marriage, and what is one thing we can do? I actually heard the first thing was actually coming out. So if everybody could come out, that would be a great step. But
look what you have. You could have a lesbian gay group in J.P. Morgan Chase.
We do.
You know, what I learned about J.P. Morgan was entirely different than what's happening here today. So I think that's extraordinary. And the other part is, I don't know if J.P. Morgan matches. Do you match? Then give to the Freedom to Marry Collaborative, because that will be all the organizations coming together. They do have a website. Lambda Legal Defense has a website about this. And the first picture you will see who is supporting this is Coretta King. And as you go along, you will be shocked, and you will get goosebumps to see the straight people in this country who are supporting this collaborative. And it needs money.
You know, one of the things that when Ruthie said, when we leave New York City, we are not acknowledged. New York City just passed the ruling that if whomever is a domestic partner in any other jurisdiction and comes as a visitor or to become a resident of New York City, their domestic partnership will be acknowledged, where they do not have to go through any procedure. Now, Ruthie and I, as domestic partners in New York City, if we go to Westchester, we are not acknowledged. I mean,
I'll tell you what you can do. Invite Evan Wolfson, and he can spread it out for you. I think Evan Wolfson should be invited to this group. This is an extraordinary group. I don't think you realize the kind of power that you have. You really have tremendous power. Money has a lot of power. I don't know how much money you make, or that's not what I'm talking about. You are in a very powerful place of J.P. Morgan Chase. It's very powerful. Keep talking to us.
I have a question. You, right here, obviously were exemplary and helped your mother and taught your mother how to treat you guys. What about your kids? How have you helped them become activists for you?
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. It just rolls away a little. Okay? It rolled away a lot. Like if we're gathered together and we're talking over a cup of coffee and I like chocolate cake, I would say that I would take some responsibility for that. In that, though I presented it to them, and we're talking about politics now, yes? What do you want to talk about?
I was making, actually shifting gears from the political to the personally political. I don't really.
I was always a political person. It was civil rights. I marched across the Brooklyn Bridge for civil rights when I was a young mother. But did I take my children? No, you didn't take your children. I had these cloth diapers. You didn't have these bottles. You had to do formula. You understand what I'm saying? It wasn't easy. And then my husband was not somebody he did not support me. He babysat. So the children knew that they had a strange mother. And then mother becomes a lesbian, but doesn't tell us, doesn't share with us, denies it, and never fully expresses it. We're talking about my beginnings. You're not going to have that kind of ally in your child. It's, you know, and it's okay. I got enough allies, you know.
What about you, Connie?
I have at this point in my life, my two adult children, Eileen and Moshe, Moshe has 11 children. Eileen has one. What does God have to do with it? He had nothing to do. My son is Hasidic. My son Moshe is, the word is extremely religious. And Eileen, I don't know if she knows how to spell God. So they are the opposite of the spectrum. And both my children and my 12 grandchildren live in Israel. And you see, Sarah, I'm going to respond, and maybe I'm putting words in your mouth, or maybe thoughts in your head. But every time I speak, and I speak with such confidence, such authority, the rumor is, you see, she's just a bookkeeper. No wonder she could be so affirming. Her children live in Israel. No wonder she can be so out there. Well, I will tell you, you really don't have to use my material. Use your own material to stay wherever you want to stay, okay? My children do live in Israel and have lived in Israel for 32 years, okay? I have this religious son. I have a daughter who is a very special human being. Moshe, when I visit Israel with Ruth, says when we want to stay in his space, says you would be our honored guest, and takes the so many kids out of a bedroom so that Ruthie and I can have a bedroom. So how are the kids? Eileen, in introducing Ruthie and I, we are her two mothers. How are the kids? You understand? Now, I can't clone my children according to your needs. I can only tell you how it is. I speak to Eileen and I speak to Moshe about my synagogue and those activities that I do. There is no way of knowing if my children were here, if I was the professional, how I would be. But you don't know either. So you can't use that material. You can only use your own material. And where are you coming from? What denies you your rite of passage? What denies you your ability to say, I'm okay, even though, and we know the even thoughs, we know those issues. See, you don't know that when I moved to Israel, and I moved to Israel in 1970, and I lived there for 4 years, that my parents, my mother and father, had nothing to do with me. You don't have that information. I'm giving you that information. Nothing to do with my being a lesbian. Nothing to do with anything other that I took the grandchildren and I moved away. 4 years, didn't hear from them. I come back, I'm a lesbian, everything is hunky-dory. There is no solution. There's no formula, there's no experience that you can rely on that can define how somebody else is going to react to you. But what you can, what I can define, is the work I do on myself and how I deal with your acceptance or your denial of acceptance. That's the only one you know about. No guarantees. I don't know if you're Mrs. Green is going to respond the same way. I don't know how your parents will respond, your siblings will respond, but because you don't know, because of that, and in spite of that, I'm asking you to do your own homework for your own self's sake, for your own peace of mind. See, my material has been used continuously. Talk to us.
Now they're not laughing.
I'll make them. I'll do something. You want to hear some of the hotel stories?
I think maybe we should take this on back out. We have some nice drinks and hors d'oeuvres outside, and we can continue talking out there. But let's everyone thank Connie and Bruce for being with us tonight.
Thank you. If you have a card and you want to get email about the movie, Bill, I will collect the cards.
I
love the internet.
Movie.
I love the internet. Right. Okay. Right? Don't I answer? Joy, Joy, in that bag are the movie buttons.
Thank you.
I have permission to give out the buttons.
Oh, good. Thank you. Oh, we have to give this back.
Thank you. Thank you.
Great job.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you. Here. If you would like a button from the movie, here, please.
You're an MD.
Please. Here. Thank you. Thank you a lot. Yes? You owe me a hug. Here. Thank you. Please, honey. You got it. The buttons from the movie. All right. You got it. Hello. Oh, they have my coat. Come on. Thank you a lot. Yes.
So it went quiet for a while, and then she started speaking mysteriously, and I figured it out that I could talk to her. She showed up with her, like, a lot of the bank.
She's still in the